And we have heard from a number of you this week, and we'll start off with our student reports, starting with this week, our report from Hannah, who is a reporter with Joe Adams' fourth grade class in Bemidji.
Good morning. This is Hannah reporting from in beautiful Bemidji. We have two record-breaking observations to report upon this week. On Friday, November 4th, Mr. Adams saw a loon on a little gull lake just off the Turtle River. This is a record for our latest loon sighting. The loon was gone 2 days later when Mr. Adams went back. On November 8th, Mr. Berglund observed a great blue heron in a slough north of West Bemidji, again setting a new record according to her notes over the past years. There are a lot of trumpeter swans in our area right now, and they can be heard and seen on lakes and rivers. There was a paper-thin skim of ice over small patches of water early in the morning on either Thursday or Friday last week. Our trout eggs arrived in our aquarium on Thursday. Today in math, we are calculating when they are going to hatch based on how many temperature units they are getting each day. We can speed up this process by making the water in the tank slightly warmer and slow down the process by making the water slightly colder. Currently, the water temperature in our tank is 50 degrees. Tasha shot her first deer last weekend, a 5-point buck. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.
Wow, Tasha must have been thrilled. You know, I was talking to some of the fifth graders here in Grand Rapids about deer hunting, and I happened to mention that it's pretty exciting for me to do the surgery on a deer when you eviscerate them and take the offal out. They're remarkably similar to our own anatomy, and so it was a really interesting experience for me to clean deer. I always enjoyed looking at the whole arrangement in there. Pretty exciting. I hope you kids get a chance to stick your noses in there and see what's going on.